transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
I don't know how many of you have Facebook, but on Facebook, about a month or so ago, one of my high school friends established a page just for all of us who were in marching band together and began posting all these wonderful pictures, including family pictures of all of their children and what have you. And I have to confess that some of my friends grew old. I don't know how that happened. Some of them I couldn't recognize, but their children, I knew exactly who their parents were. You could see in the 16 and 17 year old boys today and the girls today their parents from when I was in high school, and that's how I knew who was who, who their children were, because their children are in the image of their parents. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the essence of this morning's gospel reading, the image of God. Today in the church is called Judgment Sunday. It should be the one day a year that I get to throw around a little fire and brimstone. But I'm not in the mood for fire and brimstone today. I'm in the mood for a little love, the love of God. And the important thing for us to remember this morning, my brothers and sisters, is that each and every human being on the entire face of the earth is created in the image of God. From the very first Adam and Eve until the future last child of earth, every human being is in the image of God. And this morning's gospel, an explanation of exactly how God is going to judge us at the last moment, depends on whether or not we are able to see in each other the image of God. Christ makes it very clear. He says, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him. He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. God will judge us. That is for sure. The only thing that determines whether we are sheep or goats is our ability to see the image of God in other people. It's that basic. I used to say simple, but it's not simple. It's very hard, but it's basic. To wake up in the morning, to walk down the street, and to see, no matter who you encounter, the ability to see Jesus Christ in that person. You've heard me say before that I believe Orthodox Christianity possesses what America needs to heal. Our American society, my brothers and sisters, is quickly jumping off the deep end. It is a society based upon selfishness and the supreme individual. But you've also heard me say that the only way to be truly human is to be in a relationship with other people. We cannot be truly human in individual isolation. And so that should warn us that our American way of thinking is not going to help us get to heaven. The way of thinking just about ourselves, the way of looking at other people as less than we are, is not going to get us to heaven. And so Christ continues in his story. He says, the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Heaven, my brothers and sisters, has been prepared for us since the very first moment that God created. He didn't just wait for him to arrive 2,000 years ago. But he has been preparing to escort us into heaven from the very first moment of creation. He says, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. The righteous are confused. Really? You were sick and we helped you? You were in prison, we came to visit you? You were naked? We don't remember you being naked and us bringing you clothes. We don't remember when you were hungry and feeding you. They're confused. Because their hearts could see something that their physical eyes could not. Their hearts could see that Christ needed help. That Christ identified with the lowly in society. On the other hand, the goats. When did we see you hungry and not feed you? Now they're challenging Christ. They would have fed Christ if he was hungry. They would have given him clothes if he was naked. But Christ was never those things in front of them. And so obviously they didn't feed anybody. And I recalled also, in thinking of this morning's gospel, I recalled also the interaction between Christ and St. Peter after the resurrection. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. My brothers and sisters, if we love God, we will love even the lowliest member of our society. If we love God, we will be willing to see in that person the image of Christ. That is what Judgment Sunday is all about. Do we love God enough to see him in the lowliest members of society? Or do we only want to see him when we come to church? Do we only want to see him when we're looking at our icons? Do we only want to see him in the lives of the saints? If that's the only place we see God, then we don't love God enough. That's the challenge of this morning's gospel. To open our hearts to the love of God. To see with the eyes that he sees. We are all children of God. Can we agree to that? Everyone on the face of the earth is a child of God. We can agree. That means they are our brothers and sisters. That means they are part of us. How can we love God and not take care of the rest of those who are our own brothers and sisters? Sometimes even our own flesh and blood. When God comes to judge, that's the question he's going to ask our hearts. He's not going to ask, how many matanyas did you do? He's not going to ask, did you miss any days of fasting during Great Lent? Now, it doesn't mean we shouldn't do our matanyas. We should do our matanyas, our prostrations. It doesn't mean we shouldn't fast during Great Lent. We should fast during Great Lent. But those things are supposed to help our hearts see as God wants us to see. It's not some checkbox. I say that all the time, right? We're not going through Great Lent to say, okay, 57 days of no meat. Check. Yeah, 57 days, by the way. I've counted them. He's not asking us to check off those boxes. If we can go 57 days without meat and 48 some odd days without cheese and eggs, and still we cannot see God in the lowliest people of our society, then our fasting has done us no benefit. It would have been just as good to stay home. Because then we're going to say to God, but I kept the fast. He says, but you did not see what the fast was meant to help you see. You see, my brothers and sisters, the fast is supposed to help us get over ourselves. It's supposed to help us defeat our ego. It's supposed to help us put away the supreme individualism that we're so tempted for. That's why we deny ourselves all these wonderful foods. Not because the foods are sinful, but because it's supposed to be training our hearts to see as God wants us to see. So tomorrow we begin fasting from meat. Today is Meat Fair Sunday, the last day for meat. So tomorrow we begin our fast. And my invitation for you, my brothers and sisters, is to allow the fast to help you see other people the way God sees them. And I'm going to teach some of you, you may have never heard this expression. I'm going to say it in Greek because it's pretty in Greek, but I will translate it. The expression, kali logismi. It is a Greek expression which basically means to always have good reasonings about other people. You could say to always give them the benefit of the doubt. To always force yourself to see the good. Force yourself to ignore the sin in other people. That's the eyes that God wants us to have. Because that's how he looks at each one of us. If God focused on the sins, where would we be? Woo. Right. But God focuses on the good parts of us. He sees us as his children. And that's our gift to God. That's our challenge from the church. To see as God sees, and to force ourselves, even if it takes effort, force ourselves to see the good in every person that we encounter. And if they're hungry, feed them. If they're lonely, comfort them. Because we are comforting God in that moment, because that person is also a child of God, is an image of Christ in our midst. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.